You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. It is this feeling that has brought you to me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Matrix.
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room, you can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
The darkness is spreading. The whispers of impending chaos grow louder with each passing day. I found an article entitled, "The Stage is Being Set for the Greatest Period of Chaos in U.S. History," and it unveils a strange tapestry of unsettling events converging upon our reality as the boundaries between order and disorder blur. Prepare yourself to confront the unsettling truths that lie just beneath the surface of our everyday lives. Quote, "If chaos is what they intended, everything is coming together beautifully. Major wars threaten to throw the entire planet into a state of turmoil. Criminals are running wild in our streets, and in a little over a month, the outcome of the presidential election is likely to cause an unprecedented explosion of anger. If all of this wasn't bad enough, our politicians have been allowing millions of desperate people to come pouring over our wide open borders. Some of these new arrivals belong to international criminal gangs, and members of these gangs are being arrested for violent acts, theft, drug dealing, and trafficking all over America. Other new arrivals belong to terror groups in the Middle East, and you would think that this would be a major national security concern. They have also been crossing the border illegally, as have very large numbers of military-age Chinese men. The stage is being set for the greatest period of chaos in U.S. history, and this should deeply alarm all of us. Since Joe Biden has been in the White House, we have witnessed a spike in migration that is absolutely unprecedented in our history. Millions of people have been allowed in, and once they get into this country, they can go wherever they want. Most of them have come in through the southern border. But what most people don't realize is that migration over the northern border is also wildly out of control. There has been growing attention from northern state lawmakers in recent years over increased attempted illegal border crossings as migration from Latin America grows due to economic and political conditions. In 2023, U.S. Customs and Border Protection encountered almost 190,000 individuals attempting to cross from Canada to the United States. That's almost 7 times more than in 2021. Unfortunately, the number of people coming in through the northern border has just continued to rise in 2024. This year, the number of illegal crossings along the northern border is hitting record levels. And northern New York, with its proximity to Montreal and Toronto, is the epicenter of the influx. In August alone, the Border Patrol reported 19,000 migrant encounters along the border with Canada, with nearly half entering through New York. It is so easy to come across the northern border. The U.S. border with Canada is 5,525 miles long, and there aren't many border agents covering it. Fox News recently interviewed a property owner in northern New York that says that migrants are constantly entering this country through his land. Chris Oliver's property in Fort Covington has become an unintended gateway for a stream of illegal immigrants crossing the Canadian border into the United States, leaving him dismayed and wondering if the problem will ever be resolved. He told Fox and Friends First he absolutely blames Border Czar Kamala Harris and President Biden for the issue. "You have no control over it. You don't know who these people are. Not everybody is a good person," Oliver said on Wednesday. He is right. We need to know who these people are, because not everyone is coming here with good intentions. In fact, During that same interview, Oliver mentioned a recent case where a man was arrested that was planning an ISIS-style attack in New York City. They had a guy up in Ormstown, not too far away from us, get arrested. He was planning an ISIS-style attack in New York City. That was just recently. That same night, I still had people come across my cameras. That should be stopped. For those that are crossing the northern border, New York City is the number one destination. According to NPR, transporting new arrivals from India to New York City has actually become a very lucrative business. A group of immigrants from India pile out of a taxi minivan beside the Clinton County, New York government building in this small upstate city, half an hour from the Canadian border. They are quickly swarmed by a half a dozen fellow Indian immigrants who've waited hours for this business opportunity. This fleet of taxis offering migrants rides south to New York City is one clear example of the informal economy that sprung up following a significant increase in unauthorized crossings across the usually sleepy northern border over the last year and a half. Needless to say, some people are coming to the United States because they want a better life, but in many other cases, people are crossing the border for very nefarious reasons. According to the New York Post, children that are as young as 8 years old are being drugged and smuggled into the U.S. by traffickers. Border Patrol agents are warning that kids as young as 8 are being drugged and smuggled into the U.S. by traffickers posing as their parents or family members. And nobody knows how common the horrifying practice is. Authorities have rescued children caught up in 2 different instances of such smuggling in recent weeks, including one instance in which the alleged traffickers had birth certificates for multiple kids to whom they weren't related, according to the Border Patrol. Border Patrol sources have told the Post they've observed increasing numbers of smugglers posing as family units in order to recycle children. Stopping the exploitation of children should be a good enough reason all by itself to secure our borders. But our politicians refuse to do it. Others are crossing our borders because they intend to commit acts of violence. Recently, a very alarming discovery of weapons was made very close to the southern border. Republicans are outraged at the Biden-Harris administration for ignoring an escalating security crisis at the southern border after rocket-propelled grenades and explosives were found near Arizona. A bombshell report indicated that at least 4 rocket-propelled grenades, RPGs, and 8 improvised explosive devices, IEDs, were discovered in Mexico close to the U.S.-Mexico border. Huge amounts of ammunition were also found in the scout site that was around 700 feet from the border wall in Border Patrol's Tucson sector, according to an internal memo first reported by News Nation. At this stage, we don't know exactly who those weapons belonged to or what they intended to do with them, but it is being reported that Iran is trying to assassinate former President Donald Trump. Iran has made it clear that it is trying to assassinate former President Donald Trump, as well as members of his administration and the current Biden administration, as payback for the killing of an Iranian general and other hardline policies, U.S. officials and lawmakers said Wednesday. The comments came after Trump's dramatic disclosure Tuesday night that he had been briefed earlier in the day by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence about Tehran's real and specific threats against him. As I shared with my core supporters recently, U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz has admitted that a top official with the Department of Homeland Security has told him that there are at least 5 assassination teams inside this country right now that are targeting Trump. It really will be a miracle if Trump makes it to the election. If Trump ultimately ends up winning, the left will go completely nuts and the millions upon millions of new arrivals that the left has brought into our major cities will go completely nuts. It certainly won't take much to unleash an unprecedented tsunami of civil unrest, and perhaps that was the plan all along.